of joy that is natural for you. So, what do you want to talk about? Some things. So, how are you?
Good morning, Abraham. It is good to be here with you again. I have many questions, but I will try to keep it to one.
So breathe deeply and just talk right into that very important microphone.
My main question is about death. I've heard you many times say that there is no death, and I understand we are eternal. But why is it that we have such a hard time when someone passes?
Because you look at it in a screwy way. Because you see it as loss when it isn't. Because you see it as lack when it isn't. Because you have tuned yourself to thoughts that don't feel good when you think about them. In other words, Jerry and Esther, as they were driving in the rain, came to an intersection where there were policemen blocking the intersection. And Jerry said, "Oh, it is a funeral." And Esther said, "Ah, just like the movies. I can see the big black umbrellas out and all of the drizzle and the despair and the sadness that surrounds the idea of death." In other words, if you could ask your inner being, how do you feel about this? And if you were somewhere in the proximity of it, you would feel elation, true elation.
But why is it that we lose that? If I understand if we are in non-physical, that we feel the way you feel about it. But as soon as we become physical, everybody I know...
Not as soon. Little ones dance at funerals. They bring their games. They play under the casket. In other words,
So you're saying we, as we grow up, we lose that perspective?
You adopt the attitudes of the adults around you who, in other words, it's a good question. What is it that I do in my human form that causes my distortion and departure from my broader perspective? What kind of thoughts do I think? And we notice that almost as soon as you're born, they tell you, watch out, that could kill you. In other words, you are sort of surrounded by people who feel loss around death. In some ways, we want to say to you, don't worry about it and you'll understand what we mean when you croak. And if you were to say, how does my inner being feel about that enough times, and really sincerely want to know how your inner being feels about it, in time, you would begin to feel the elation of the death experience. Jerry and Esther had a wonderful experience early on in their experience with us. They had come to know and visited with the wonderful singer Burl Ives. They visited Burl and his wife Dorothy at their home on several occasions, and they knew that Burl was getting ready to make his transition. And one night, Jerry had the television on. He was waiting for the weather, and he had the television muted, so the news was on, the San Antonio News. And the picture showed Burl going across the screen, several pictures of Burl, and Jerry said to Esther, Burl may have made his transition. They knew that he was on the brink of it. He may have made his transition, and Esther said, did you hear it? And Jerry said, no, and then it was gone. So Esther went to the sofa to sit, and she is asking us, Abraham, is our friend Burl making his transition? And we said, yes, want to come and play? And in that moment, Esther felt an elation beyond anything that she had ever experienced before. There are not words to explain the feeling of reemerging into source energy. the feeling of releasing. Now, what Esther experienced, because, you see, Esther will not experience that upon her death because she has tuned herself into vibrational alignment with Source enough of the time through experiences like this that there is not a great deal of contrast between Esther's normal vibration and the vibration of that which she will feel. So the feeling of relief...